All right, Jimmy D, nice job. Here we are in San Diego, and an absolute shit show of a race. And you fell, but still, rode great, got third. Got to be pumped.
Yeah, I was super bummed when I fell because I knew how important it was to get up there on that first lap, put myself in a good spot, and then I crashed in the whoops. So I'm like, oh, man. But I did the same.
Whoops crashed like 30 seconds before you, or maybe 5 seconds.
Right after, yeah. So, and I made the same mistake last weekend where I crashed early on, and I never recovered after it. I felt like I let that ruin my night. So today I mentally, all week I worked on that, and I actually, when I fell, I was pretty bummed, but I knew I'd just keep pushing, and my luck paid off, and Dylan's bike broke on the last lap. So I crossed the finish line, put my head down, like, damn, another fourth. I can't even believe all that work for fourth. Yeah. And Mikey came over freaking out. I was like, oh, I guess I got third. Yeah. So it is the mud, and it's just I happen to work it that way. So it's time to do these and get up here in the dry.
Well, hey, you're an East Coast guy. We knew you'd do well tonight. Anyways, I mean, regardless. We were talking before I hit record. You almost just wish it would have kept pouring, huh?
I really would, yeah. I mean, now I got third, so how it worked out fine. But it was gnarly. I'm happy I ran the paddle because it got, in the heat it wasn't as good, but in the main it got thick. So when you got in trouble, that paddle really pulled you out of it. So I was happy I ran that. But yeah, it was like nothing I've ever ridden. And I know a lot of people think because I'm from the East Coast, I'm good in this stuff, but I struggle in it. I think because I'm little, it's if I make a mistake. So more of it was just standing up, being smart, and not dabbing. Because if I was dabbing, I was probably going down. So that was the big key for me. And then jumping things when I could jump them. Like I hit the finish line every lap, and that was huge for me. Because
a lot of guys weren't.
Yeah, I seen Shane missed it a couple times, and that pretty much saved me to get me up here on the podium.
Were you thinking about trying to save your clutch, trying to save your bike a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was in first gear in most of the spots, just so you have that bottom to pull yourself out of trouble. But it was just survival. I mean, I think if we'd done a 15-minute moto, I don't know if all our bikes would have made it, because I was getting to the point there where it's starting to tighten up the clutch and everything. So,
You know, a lot of mud races, you see like one groove and it's hard pack and you kind of fall. This one didn't have that groove. It didn't seem like it to me.
No, you could be in one line on the inside, and then outside, it was like, it was just so different every single lap. So it wasn't even like, I didn't feel like a mud race. I felt like it was like a GNCC out there.
But you didn't know you were in fourth, though, so that part is all right.
I did. Luckily, they have the giant board with our names on it, so I could see I was in fourth. So I really thought I got fourth, but, I mean, it happened to be a third because Dylan's bike dad, so I'll take it.
What are you going to do in the break?
Well, more Supercross riding. I'm gonna take a few days off.
This is not that long, actually.
No, because we got the shootout coming. So I'm thankful that I guess we don't say shootout now because of it's a showdown. So the showdown is coming up. So I'm excited for that, and that it's Atlanta. I get to drive to that one from Charlotte. So basically, just continue to keep doing. Really won't really get a break. We're going to Manitoba next week for us. We're having our wedding social there.
Oh, wow.
So we're gonna
having a social.
Yeah, and I'm gonna freeze. So I don't know if I'm ready for it.
Socials are great. I think it's an only Manitoba thing.
It is.
I brought my wife up. We made like $7,000. Like it's the best thing ever. Socials are fantastic.
That's what Jamie was saying. So we're super excited, and we have a lot of friends up there. So I'm like, I can't wait.
You don't have to do anything, and they bring you all this money, and it's the greatest thing ever, man. It's fantastic.
You get to party.
And yeah, maybe we'll have a little bit of fun when we're up there. So it's, I mean, what are you also gonna do in Manitoba when it's -50? You got to warm yourself up with something.
No, dude, wait. I'm gonna get a post-social report from you, and you're gonna tell me how awesome it was. Because it's fantastic. All right, nice job.
Thank you.